Have you been accused by your spouse of being selfish? Maybe there is some truth to it. Maybe not. At times, we all can behave selfishly, prioritizing our own needs above all others. Plus, no one is above being self-centered, because we all are sinners. Yet, there are limits, and the behavior can lead to unhealthy, sinful behaviors that have consequences. Also, being self-centered inside a marriage covenant is an oxymoron. Remember that you are supposed to be one unit, or better yet, one flesh. See Genesis chapter 2, verse 24. And so, this episode we will discuss the folly of being self-centered inside the confines of a marriage. So welcome to Devotionals Concerning Marriage, the podcast for those that desire to pair the Bible to all things pertaining to marriage. So, what exactly is selfishness? Well, Merriam-Webster's dictionary defines selfishness as the state of being overly concerned with oneself. Furthermore, a casual Google search will convey to you that being selfish or being self-centered is prioritizing one's own needs, desires, and well-being above all others and without regard to the feelings of others. Yet, also, just what is being self-centered in the biblical sense of the word? Well, from a biblical point of view, being self-centered is practicing lawlessness for four reasons that I will list here. But in your personal Bible study, you may find even more. First, it is antithetical to Christian love. Second, selfishness runs counter opposite to the love that Christians exhibit in matrimony. Third, it is a form of idolatry. And fourth, self-centered behavior infringes upon God's commands. For this reason, it prevents us from loving our neighbor as ourselves. See Matthew chapter 22, verse 39. Self-centered behavior is antithetical to Christian love, because Paul explains in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5, that love is not self-seeking. Selfishness runs counter opposite to the love of Christians in matrimony, because Paul explains to men in Ephesians that they are supposed to love their wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. And being self-centered is idolatrous, because like Paul says to Timothy, people will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 2. And loving yourself more than anything else comes with all hosts of other maladies, as witnessed in Paul's description of the behaviors that accompany those that love themselves. Now that we have discussed what being self-centered is from a biblical point of view, I will close with four practical questions to evaluate yourself. Key questions to ask yourself as a means to figure out if you are behaving selfishly in your marriage. And they are: 1. Are you constantly prioritizing your needs above your spouse? 2. Do you consistently push your spouse outside their comfort zone for your benefit alone? 3. Are key decisions constantly made without your spouse input? And lastly, do your actions, hobbies, or interests negatively impact your spouse's life? Well, thanks for listening. I hope you have enjoyed this episode of Devotionals Concerning Marriage, the podcast where we pair the Bible to all things pertaining marriage. Come back for episode 33. Goodbye, and God bless.